AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The White House says its renewed push to end the war in Ukraine is gaining momentum. Sagar Magani has the latest.
President Trump says there's progress, and spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says while there are still delicate details to sort out, they are not insurmountable. In Paris,
we should seize this momentum.
French President Emmanuel Macron virtually addressed the so-called Coalition of the Willing, along with the UK's Keir Starmer, as Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky watched.
In large part, the majority of the text looks as though Vladimir is indicating can be accepted.
A U.S. official says Army Secretary Dan Driscoll spent several hours in Abu Dhabi with Russian officials who have not said much about the plan. Top diplomat Sergei Lavrov says Moscow's waiting to officially receive an interim version. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Democratic lawmakers who appeared in a social media video urging U.S. troops to defy illegal orders say the FBI has contacted them. Lisa Dwyer has more.
The Pentagon has already announced that it is investigating Democratic Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona over potential violations of military law. President Trump accused the lawmakers of sedition, punishable by death in a social media post.
This is a scare tactic by him.
Democratic Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan.
The president's reaction and the use of the FBI against us is exactly why we made the video.
The Democratic senator also says that she is beefing up security for her family to ward off potential threats to their safety. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Cleanup in the Houston area today after at least two tornadoes. Heavy rain's been falling across the South and snow in parts of the Midwest. And tests show ByHeart baby formula from all lots may be contaminated with botulism. This is AP News. The Commerce Department reports retail sales rose 0.2% in September. The Conference Board reports consumer confidence is sagging this month amid weak hiring and stubborn inflation. And Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks climbed again on Wall Street as hopes built for another interest rate cut in December. The S&P 500 rose 0.9% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rallied 664 points. That's about 1.4%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.7%. Stocks got some help from easing yields in the bond market. Investors now think chances are much higher that the Federal Reserve will cut its main interest rate again when it meets next month. A few more signs of softness in the economy now has investors thinking there's a greater than 80% chance the Fed will cut rates again. Seth Sutel, New York.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.